The Accidental Terrorist. Setting the Record Straight. A special feature in which William Shun confesses before God and man which elements of his memoir may have been slightly exaggerated and which others are strictly true. We join the discussion already in progress.
And that was chapter 28 of my memoir, The Accidental Terrorist. Whiplash. I very cleverly there tried to work in the words whiplash and the words snidely wherever I could in the chapter. I don't know if you picked that up. That's why I had to point it out to you. My wife, Laura, has been lying here on the floor along with the dog, who's disemboweling one of her stuffed toys the whole time. And well, not the whole time, but there, the last half of that chapter, she was listening. Laura, what did you say to me when I finished the chapter?
Are you done?
No. You said, at that point in the story, what I would have done is...
I would have thrown up on his shoes.
Too bad I didn't have the presence of mind to do that. Yeah.
Donald William Shun II, thou shalt set the record straight.
Oh, yeah, that's God. That's our old friend God. Here to remind me that it's time to set the record straight about what really happened in those chapters. Although what I really wish he would show up and do is fix my cold, fix my wife's legs, or her one leg, or her hip, or the part that's hurting her right now, and fix the dog's allergies. That would be worth the trip. But instead, I've got to set the record straight. So what I'm going to say is this chapter, I really strove hard to reproduce almost exactly, as far as I could remember, the conversations that I had. That conversation with the constable was burned on my brain, really. I mean, there are bits of it that I had to piece together, but I still remember most of the elements of it very clearly. A lot of the conversations with all the people at the customs gate leading up to that are, you know, a little more jumbled, and I probably made the Stephen King looking guy sound like more of an asshole than he really was. Although he was a pretty big asshole. He walked around. He literally walked around with his nose in the air, and trying to look like he was better than everybody else. Maybe that's just the way I took it, but I couldn't resist, you know, tweaking his character a little bit and making him actually say something deprecating about Mormons, which he didn't really do. I honestly don't remember the girls that worked at the customs gate very well. What else? Well, the chapter is pretty much the way it happened. So, you know, not much enlightenment here today. But this was one of those chapters where I wanted to get the details very, very right.
The Accidental Terrorist, Setting the Record Straight. Copyright 2007-2009 by William Shun. All rights reserved. For more readings by William Shun, please visit shun.net/podcast or search for William Shun, S-H-U-N-N, in the podcast directory of the iTunes Music Store. This recording has been a production of Sinister Regard.